Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Monday morning, there may be more aid available to Ukraine from the U.S. government, and it may not require any congressional permission. Joining us right now to talk more about this $3 billion that's been discovered for the possible aid of Ukraine is ABC News Pentagon correspondent Luis Martinez. Luis, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
This is interesting. $3 billion kind of comes out of nowhere. Tell us a little bit more about this so-called accounting error.
Sure. So it's about $37 billion that the United States has already given to Ukraine in terms of military aid. And a lot of it is new military assistance. And a lot of it is also coming from used military equipment that's already in our stockpiles. And so think about it as what the United States was doing was that they were putting out the price that this was the original value of a car. But as we know, the value of the car depreciates over time, right? And so when you have what we now have is the blue book value. And so what the Pentagon did is that they looked back and said that what they were doing was looking at the replacement cost, which would be the original price tag versus what that item costs now. So when they did that, they found that at least $3 billion of additional aid would be available to the United States. Now, this new rule is being applied to all of these $37 billion that the United States has been providing to Ukraine. So that price could actually increase. Actually, I was told on Friday that it is already increasing. It potentially could be as high as $5 billion that would now be available for the U.S. to continue to give to Ukraine.
Well, and they certainly need the help over the weekend. The Ukrainian President Zelensky going to the G7 to personally ask for more aid.
Yeah, that was a very high-profile visit by Zelensky, traveling all the way from Europe to Japan, where the world's top economic countries, the G7, were gathered. And he made, again, his personal appeal for the world's allies who are helping Ukraine to continue to provide more assistance. You know, we're waiting for this big counteroffensive that has been telegraphed now for months on the part of the Ukrainians. And he says, you know, as we continue with that, that we're going to need to have more assistance. And you saw that on Friday when President Biden announced essentially that the United States would now be working with allies to train Ukrainian pilots on flying American F-16s, something that he had been long opposed to.
Wow. So the insurgence continues and certainly more aid needed as they stand up to Russia. Luis, appreciate your reporting. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.